KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In sports, high school football last night, a soggy night for football around the Nishna Valley, and we had a game for you in Exira. And they got it in just in time. The Exira EHK Spartans scored first, but the Fremont Mills Knights took over from there in a 43-12 victory on Friday night in Exira. Spartans scored on the fourth possession of the game with a four-yard touchdown run from Jaden Goodwin, but the PAT was no good. The Knights would answer back on their next drive as Jagger Powers moved the chains on a long third down and then ripped off a 31-yard touchdown run on the next play. The PAT from Connor Alley put the Knights ahead to stay. Mason Venata hit Tristan Venata on a 44-yard touchdown pass and then had a 55-yard touchdown run to put the Knights up 21-6. Exira EHK had a great opportunity to cut the deficit to a one-possession game at the end of the first half, but failed to score on two attempts from the Knights' 8-yard line. The final play of the half was a bad low snap that the Spartans just had to cover up, leaving the score 21-6 at halftime. The Spartans did get the first score of the second half on a Cole Burmeister 15-yard touchdown run, but the two-point conversion failed to make it 21-12. The Knights would answer back two possessions later with a 10-yard touchdown pass from Venata to Austin Gardner, and they would convert a big two-point conversion at that point as well that made it a three-possession game at 29-12. Mason Venata then iced the game with a tight roping 64-yard touchdown run down the left sideline with 8:16 left to make it 36-12. James Switzer added a late touchdown run for the Knights to cap off the scoring. Fremont Mills improves to 5-2 overall, 4-1 in the district, and they take a stranglehold on the second playoff spot in District 7 with the win. The Spartans fall to 4-2 overall and 3-2 in district play. And next up for Exira EHK, they'll travel to CAM next week. Other high school football scores for you from last night in Class 4A District 2. It was Dowling Catholic beating up on Abraham Lincoln 69-6. In 4A District 3, Lewis Central and Ankeny was a 23-0 ball game. That was suspended and set to be resumed here today. Urbandale was a 59-22 winner over Thomas Jefferson. In Class 3A District 7, it was Atlantic winning a game at the Trojan Bowl 26-0 over ADM. Carroll was leading Denison Schleswig 26-21. About 3 minutes left, the Monarchs have the football, and they're going to resume that game here this morning at 10 o'clock. Glenwood was a 49-13 winner over Creston Orient Maxburg. Harlan beat Winterset, eking one out 7-6 last night, the final there. In Class 2A District 7, it was Esack County 35-0 over Clarinda. Kemper Catholic beat Red Oak 20-0. Southeast Valley 28-7 over Shenandoah. South Central Calhoun beat Underwood 42-0. In 1A District 6, it was Eagle Grove 14-8 over Madrid. South Hamilton beat Ogden 41-0 and Van Meter 52-0 over West Central Valley. Panorama and Manson Northwest Webster postponed their game to today. They're going to kick that off at 5:30 tonight there in Manson. Also in Class 1A District 7, IKM Manning beat ACGC 44-0. Missouri Valley was a 21-0 winner over Logan Magnolia. And Trainer, a 26-7 victor over Tri-Center. That game was called in the third. They originally were going to pick that back up tonight and finish that game, but they've decided just to call it as is. 26-7 Trainer there, the winner. In Class A District 7, it was Earlham 56-8 over Griswold. Martinsdale St. Mary's 30-6 over Riverside. Nottoway Valley 12-6 over Southeast Warren. And Southwest Valley was an 8-7 winner over St. Albert there in a big upset. In 8-man District 6, it was Bedford 28-8 over East Union. Stanton beat Lennox 56-30. Wayne was a 54-0 winner over Collins Maxwell. Lamoni at Murray was postponed until Monday. They're going to play that Monday night at 7 o'clock. In eight-man District 7, it was Cam over Clarinda Academy, 72-22. East Mills, 36-6 over Essex. Fremont Mills beat Exira EHK, 43-12, as we mentioned. Sydney, 56-22 over Woodbine. In eight-man District 8, it was Audubon, 36-0 over Glidden-Ralston. Boyer Valley beat Arweva, 32-26. And River Valley was a 34-28 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. That's a look at your high school football scoreboard from last night. Well, big news this morning out of the Iowa State football camp is Iowa State quarterback Jacob Park will not play against number 3 Oklahoma today for undisclosed medical reasons. The school announced late Friday that Park is taking a leave from the team to work through personal health issues. He remains a member of the team. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell is not certain of a timeline for Park's return and said he cannot discuss the issue. Campbell said Iowa State is focused on supporting one another in difficult times. Park has completed 62% of his passes and has 9 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions here this season. Cyclones and Sooners are set for an 11 o'clock kickoff here this morning. Also in college football today, we'll have the Iowa Hawkeyes in their homecoming contest as they get set to take on Illinois. That'll be a 9 o'clock pregame here this morning, 11 o'clock kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. In Major League Baseball last night, Justin Turner homered and drove in 5 runs. Clayton Kershaw won despite giving up 4 homers. And the L.A. Dodgers roared to a 9-5 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks on Friday night in their NL Division Series opener. Turner hit a 3-run homer and Yasiel Puig added an RBI double before the Dodgers made their first out against Arizona starter Taijuan Walker, who lasted just 1 inning in his playoff debut. Turner added an RBI single in the 4th and another in the 8th. The red-bearded slugger tied a Dodgers record for the most RBIs in a postseason game, sharing it with Pedro Guerrero and Davey Lopez. A.J. Pollock, J.D. Martinez, Ketel Marte, and also Jeff Mathis homered off Kershaw, but Arizona's euphoria from its wild-card victory over Colorado was erased during a rough first inning in Chavez Ravine. And game 2 is Saturday night, with Rich Hill facing Diamondbacks lefty Robbie Ray. Kyle Hendricks outpitched Steven Strasburg, and the Chicago Cubs opened defense of their first World Series title in 108 years by beating the Washington Nationals 3-0 last night to take game one of the NL Division Series. Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo produced RBI singles in the 6th inning for the first 2 hits off an otherwise dominant Strasburg. Hendricks was even better, giving up only 2 singles in 7 strong innings. Rizzo added an RBI double off of reliever Ryan Madsen in the 8th. Carl Edwards Jr. threw a perfect inning, and Wade Davis finished the 2-hitter for a save. Game 2 is the best-of-5 series is tonight, with John Lester set to start for Chicago against fellow left-hander Gio Gonzalez. Yan Gomez singled home Austin Jackson from second base with none out in the 13th inning as the Cleveland Indians rallied from 5 runs down to stun the New York Yankees 9-8 last night and snatch a 2-0 lead in the AL Division Series. Jackson drew a leadoff walk in the 13th from Dellin Betances and stole second. Gomez went from a full count before pulling his bouncer just inside the third base bag, easily scoring Jackson. The Indians poured out of their dugout to mob Gomes, who ended the 5-hour, 8-minute thriller. The Indians overcame an 8-3 deficit, a terrible start by ace Corey Kluber, and a potentially serious injury to slugger Edwin Encarnacion. Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam in the 6th to rally Cleveland right after a close call on a hit by pitch that the Yankees didn't challenge. The Yankees had their chances late, but they stranded the go-ahead run at 3rd in the 9th and the 10th and had pinch runner Ronald Torres picked off at 2nd in the 11th by Gomes from behind the plate. Cleveland will try for a sweep in Game 3 on Sunday at Yankee Stadium. And Carlos Correa homered, doubled, and drove in 4 runs. Jose Altuve got 2 more hits, and the Houston Astros hammered the Boston Red Sox 8-2 last night to take a commanding 2-0 lead in their ALDS. George Springer also homered to help Dallas Keuchel coast in Houston's second straight romp by the exact same score. The Astros will go for a sweep in the best-of-5 matchup Sunday at Fenway Park. A day after Altuve hit 3 home runs in the playoff opener, he got things going with a 2-out single in the 1st inning off of Drew Pomeranz. Correa, who went 0-4 on Thursday, made it 2-0 when he launched a towering shot onto the train tracks atop left field. Keuchel pitched into the 6th, allowing 1 run and 3 hits while striking out 7. And Indians slugger Edwin Encarnacion sustained a potentially serious right ankle injury in the 1st inning of that Game 2 of the ALDS against the Yankees. He was scrambling to get back to second base when he jammed his foot into the bag, rolled his ankle. He dropped to the ground in obvious pain and writhed in the infield dirt while waiting for medical personnel. He had to be helped off of the field. And two-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer is scheduled to pitch Game 3 of Washington's NLDS against the Chicago Cubs after Gio Gonzalez starts Game 2. Nationals manager Dusty Baker finally announced his rotation plans just a few hours before Game 1 of the series began on Friday night. Scherzer's playoff debut this year was delayed because he tweaked his right hamstring in his last regular season appearance. The NCAA plans to double the number of teams it seeds in its Division I baseball tournament to 16, hoping to provide a more equitable competitive balance. The organization announced the move Friday, and it will take effect for the 2018 tournament. A change will allow the baseball tournament to follow the same seeding principles used by other sports that have at least 64 postseason participants. The NCAA says that under the current format, with only 8 seeded teams, the 9th best could be paired against the number 1 seed in the Super Regional round. With the change, a top seed will face the number 16 seed. That change was approved last week at a meeting of the Division I Competition Oversight Committee in Indianapolis. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.